Well, yes, listeners, we're just a few days away from the opening of the Great New York State Fair. Many of us are big fans of the fair. Each year, Upstate sets up displays. Some of the medical personnel attend, talk to visitors and patients. This year is no exception, and Peg Gutowski, a longtime friend of HealthLink On Air, is here with me in the studio this morning to talk about some of the interesting displays and people. Good morning, Peg.
Hello, Tricia.
We haven't seen you in a while.
No, you haven't.
Many people will recognize your name from the HealthLink program. But you actually took a step back from that a little while, but they sucked you right back into working on the state fair, didn't they?
Just the fair.
This is great. Well, talk to us about some of the activities that are planned. This is Upstate at the fair. You've got a whole color-coded spreadsheet of activities that are going to take place. So let's hit some of the highlights.
Well, Tricia, you know, this year we have 26 different departments and services coming on board.
That's amazing.
It's the largest since I've been involved. Some of the highlights, we have our smoking cessation program.
Well, let's talk about smoking in general for these folks, because if they are smokers or if they're not, there is a lot planned for them, isn't there?
Yes.
Let's talk about some of those plans.
Okay. Starting on Monday, August 31st, we will have staff from our public health and preventive medicine department there, and they will be doing a survey asking smokers to come over and do a touch screen survey.
Okay.
For research purposes, gathering information, and they will receive a gift
if
they participate.
Well, now, we should make it clear that this is they are genuinely looking for smokers who
Absolutely.
Want to fill out this survey.
That's right.
And this is not so that anybody's going to chastise them for smoking.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. No, this is a very positive thing. And we're going to have that staff there from starting, as I said, Monday, August 31st, straight through Monday, Labor Day.
You are. So people should come and find you, and we'll make sure they have those directions
Absolutely.
In a few minutes. All right.
Absolutely.
Do you also, you said there are folks from the public health side. Will there, for those who want it, be some information for people who want to quit smoking?
Sure, there will. Every day, there'll be that provided right there. Also, from our public health and preventive medicine people. But we also have our smoking cessation program, and they will be there on the first day, and also on, which is Thursday the 27th, and also on Thursday the 3rd of September, and they will have pamphlets and materials and all kinds of information for people who are looking for it. They'll also be doing pulmonary function testing for anyone interested.
So screenings.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
And so people can figure out how smoking is affecting their lungs.
Sure.
And what about other people who aren't smokers? Can they have that screening as
well? Anyone who's there can have it
They
done.
Can.
Anyone
all right.
who comes along.
Well, that's probably a good segue into some of the screenings that are going to take place from different departments. What would some of those be?
Well, we've got our cardiology department coming on Tuesday, the 1st of September, and they will be there from 10 to 10, as they are every year. Uh-huh. And they have a great staff coming, lots of people coming to do blood pressure screenings all day.
All right, very good. And they do the blood pressure screenings, and then do they give people materials?
Sure, there's lots of materials available, and not just that day, but every day, for talking about blood pressure and how to control it and how to, you know, be healthier with
all
your
those
blood
kinds
pressure.
Of things, because that really is the key here. This is not about going to the state fair to be treated for something
Absolutely
that's wrong
not.
With you. It's going to the state fair to get information to keep yourself healthier.
Right.
What other departments are going to be there?
Well, we have each Friday and each Saturday, we're going to have the health insurance and financial services people out there, and they're looking to sign up uninsured children.
Oh.
So parents who have children who are not covered by insurance should get over there and
There are some
forms.
Really excellent state programs for people who are income
That's
qualified.
Right. That's absolutely
and,
correct.
And those excellent state programs, unfortunately, people don't sign their children up for them the way they should. And then people can't take advantage of them. It seems so silly because that help is out there for them.
Well, lots of times they don't have the opportunity to do that. But this 4 days, they can stop by the booth and people will help them fill out the forms.
That's excellent. That's a great. And I know, too, you're going to have some folks from the Gallosona Children's Hospital. And this is what, a week or 2 weeks before it opens up?
Well, the end of September, I think, the Gallosona Children's Hospital actually opens.
It's actually going to open beginning on the 10th and 11th of September. And there will be a number of different activities that will take place, even the radio show. So
great.
So
Very
that
good.
Will be a preview while they're at the state fair.
That's right.
Yep, that's great. And let's make sure that people understand where it is you're going to be.
Okay. We are in the Hall of Health And the Science and Industry Building and the Time Warner Building. It has three different names.
They have all those different kinds of names.
You can't miss it. It's right across from the administration offices.
Okay, so now if I walk in the main entrance to the State Fair,
correct,
where am I going to
go
from there?
You're going to veer off kind of to the right and keep going to the right and you'll run right into the
building.
You
will. Yes. Okay, into that building. You go right. inside and that's
correct.
Where people will find the Upstate displays and
right.
exhibit. All right. If I come in, there's another entrance that's kind of northwest of there.
Actually, there are three entrances to
okay.
the building and that's why there's a Time Warner entrance. It says Time Warner over it. And
uh-huh.
there's another entrance that says Health and Our Science and Industry, excuse me, and then the third one has a sign that says Hall of Health.
Hall
so
of Health.
It's confusing,
it's
but...
It's nice and confusing, isn't it? All right. Now, one more question I want to ask. There's a new family resource being put together. This is in conjunction with the Galisona Children's Hospital.
Correct.
It's part of the Health Sciences Library.
Yes.
They're going to be there, too?
They're going to be there, and really, I don't know that much about this new center, but they're going to be there and strongly promoting it, so I think it'll be interesting to stop by and find out about it.
Absolutely. We can all learn about it while we're there, right?
Right.
This, we have to say that Upstate, I don't work for Upstate. To me, it's this immense resource. And now I've been doing this radio show, as you well know, for about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only learned about the tip of the iceberg. So when people go to the display at the New York State Fair, they can learn a small portion even of what I have learned. In each year, there's more and more. I find it fascinating. Are there any unusual departments that you haven't had before that you think will be there this year?
Well, we do have the Bone and Joint Center joining us, and that is a new center that is being built as we speak.
Uh-huh.
I think they're due to open sometime in November, and they're having fun with this whole concept because their theme is under construction. So they're going to be in hard hats, and they're going to have a fun activity for the kids with building blocks.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing. That would be a good activity to
And
stop
doesn't it
by.
Also sound a little like the surgery they do under construction?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, Peg Gutowski, we talked about the State Fair. People will be looking for you. And let's remind them you'll be in the Hall of Health right across from the administration building at the New York State Fair.
That's right.
Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. So you're cruising down the midway at the State Fair. You and your fam and friends are laughing, funning around, having a great time. You're all hot, thirsty, starving. You smell the sausages and the burgers. You hear the fries sizzling, calling out to you, eat me, eat me. Then somebody walks by with that incredible round thing, and you remember how great it tasted last summer. Crunchy, greasy, hot, sweet. Without even thinking, you say, hey, where'd you get that? Mouthful, he gives a head flick and mumbles, over there, they're great. And you haven't had one for a year, but your doc's stick-in-the-mud voice in your head says, your cholesterol's too high. But I'm only 40. I haven't had a heart attack. Yeah, sure, I'm a little squishy where flat and ripped would be great, but pretty good for having gone over the big 4-0. I'm in good shape. 2 seconds later, you're looking at the cute kid behind the counter, smiling in your eyes. Your bud, 20 in hand, says, how many of the bloomin' things do we want? You ate almost a whole one yourself last year, big boy, and pats your gut. Tire a little flat, isn't it? Sure, Dad died of a heart attack, but not until he was 70. Why worry now? You had a plan before you came to eat good stuff, stay away from the junk. Well, onions are vegetables. What do? Hold up your index and middle fingers in a V. Do it with me now, for real. When you get to the fair, do it in your head so you don't look too weird. This is your fork in the road. The moment of choice that makes your life healthy or not is the base of the V. Win this one, and you'll be stronger next time, and might decide to win that one too. Index finger points to the automatic, the reflex, the old habit triggered by the memory smell, taste, pleasure, the full belly. The middle one to some vague goal of lowering your cholesterol. You can't see that, can't taste it, hear it, smell it. You got to make it real. And we don't fear things years down the road. We make our habit choices based on what we feel and know and want now in the caveman brain. Unless we remind ourselves of our long-term goals and make a real judgment and a real choice. Unless we interrupt the old and connect to something we really want now. So make the fight a fair one. Put some punch behind the reality of high cholesterol and heart attacks. Here's my image when I'm choosing French fries or mandarin orange salad. Try it yourself. Imagine all that grease on the blooming thing moving into your bloodstream, congealing into fatty blobs that block your arteries. You see, the blobs get bigger with each bite. Then one big blob breaks free and speeds down the tubes to your heart, and you see the space is too narrow. It can't get through. The blood pressure starts to build up. You feel a crushing weight and grab your chest with both hands, but there's nothing to hold on to. Your vision fades. You're falling but can't do a thing. You hear your wife scream your name. Your kids are crying. No thanks. I'm going to get myself some of that great roasted corn we just walked by and a beer, a really cold, healthy, tasty, dark one. Your anxiety drops a few seconds later. On the way over, you decide to try the corn without the butter. You can feel the hot ear in your hands, taste the sweet and the crunchy. Decide to have another one because it's just got a few calories, and the yellow means there's great stuff called flavor something that you heard helps you live longer, to see your grandkids born and laugh and sit on your lap and give you a hug. Don't forget the baked potato for a buck in the sand sculpture building. Try it with lemons, some salt and pepper, and a lemonade from Real's Lemons. There's that yellow again. This is Dr. Rich O'Neill with Checkup from the Neck Up. Thanks for listening. See you at the corn stand.